Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we're talking about wedding traditions and things, and whether they all need to be followed. I mean, if it's a tradition, you feel like...
Yeah, you go along with what's going on.
That's what a tradition is.
Yeah, and that's what the groom-to-be, wants to do, but the bride's like, do not. I trust me, do not.
Let's find out what exactly the deal is. Natalie?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Okay, so my boyfriend Nick and I have been dating for the past 5 years. And honestly, I know he's the one. Like, we both have been talking about getting engaged and, you know, taking our relationship to the next level.
Okay.
The issue is he's very, very traditional. He comes from, you know, an Italian family, huge family, like, all about traditions. And he really wants to ask my parents before, you know, he proposes to me.
That's customary. That's traditional. Why wouldn't you want him to do that?
Well, here's the thing. They absolutely despise him, like, in every way. And I know for a fact that they're going to say no. Like, and he knows that my parents don't like him.
Okay.
And obviously that's been an issue, but I know that they're going to say no. And I'm kind of freaking out because he's not dropping it. And he's like, well, then it's my responsibility to show them, you know, and prove it to them that I'm the one for you and that I'll take care of you. And as much as I love that, guys, it won't matter. It is not going to matter. And honestly,
why would you want to? Now, I'm not trying to be weird and talk you out of being in love with this boy, but do you just not respect your parents? What do they see in him that you don't, or vice versa?
Okay, well, the thing is, we've been on and off for 5 years, and they've seen me go through hell and back with him. You know, they've been there, and I want to say the relationship's a little tainted in that sense between my parents and Nick. And it's because, I mean, he's cheated on me before, but this was in the beginning of our relationship, and we both grow, you know, we've grown together, and he's learned and he's proved to me that I know I want to be with him for the rest of my life. And in a sense, I kind of want to be like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? What I love my parents, but to me, it's my life. But to him, it's like, he's not dropping it, guys. And I know for a fact that they're not going to drop it. So I kind of just want to convince, like, baby, come on, let's just.
What do you want to do then? Do you just want to elope? You don't want your parents involved? If they don't approve of him.
Honestly, no. No.
They're going to pay for a wedding, the pageantry. Your parents are still going to pay for everything.
No, they're not. They want nothing to do.
Oh, okay.
That. And well, then I feel like if we just go, the problem is Nick won't drop it. He won't. He just won't even budge. His values are.
Okay, well,
everything
then.
Everything is all about asking them. So I don't know what to do. I need to convince him to just drop it. And if you love me, let's just do it, because trust me. And, you know, they'll hopefully eventually get over it. They're going to have to, you know,
they already hate him. So just let him do his thing. They're going to tell him, no, we hate you. And then you two go off and elope and do whatever.
You still want him to go? You still want him to ask?
No,
he's hell bent.
But if he's hell bent. Yeah. And you're right. He should respect you, Natalie. He should kind of respect your opinion in this. You know your parents better, but it sounds like he's hell bent. And you know what? It's not officially on record that they don't approve of this wedding. It will be when he goes and asks their hand.
Like, he wants it officially. I don't know. You're really prepared to marry him, even though your parents would say
yes.
No. You really
100%.
And you would just cut them out of your life. You're going to go elope. You're just going to. You're like, this is this guy. God, I'm not your dad, but this guy who's cheated on you, who's made your life a living hell for 5 years, is worth throwing away the people who raised you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. No, that's
for
okay.
real. What?
She's all in. Nat's all
him
in.
Like, I know him, you know, like, he's everything. He's everything to me.
Okay. Okay.
So we need to talk. Natalie, here's the deal. I think what we're going to get right now, we need you, like, you're looking for advice on how to talk Nick out of going, and that's great. Or if Nick goes and gets the answer we know he's going to get, how do we process that and blah, blah, blah. But are you open-minded to having other people talk to you about, like, maybe your parents are right? I mean, are you at least open-minded to hearing, like, that side of it? Or are you just strictly, like, your side?
I mean, at this point, you know, I've made up my decision, and, you know, we've been living together, and he's been great for the past 3 years, you know, like, it just was, 2 years was rocky, and I don't want to say no, but I can't say that, you know, I'd really take their advice fully, you know, like, I just, this is the one, guys, I know.
Okay. Like, no, that's cool. You know what? That's awesome that you know, Natalie.
Happy for you.
Yes, but...
Fully.
Yeah, you're about to... We're going down rock. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're going to try to get you some advice. I love that he's traditional, and I love that he wants to prove to them...
And stick up for you guys, yeah.
But I mean, you just
it's
don't...
It's going to make it worse.
He absolutely is. Yeah. If they already worse. Don't like him.
You're right. It's already bad. He's just going to make... Yeah.
Then he's going to come off
exactly.
as this bravado...
Exactly.
D-bag.
And when you follow him, your parents are going to blame him now for taking our daughter. Oh, my God. It's
and then
worse.
If it falls apart, you've got a big I told you so coming.
That's right.
So there's a lot of downside and weirdness. Hang on, Natalie. We're going to try to get you some help.
This is all because of what? Love?
Apparently. Yes, love is the reason we're breaking up a family today. I mean, her original thing was like, how do we stop Nick from wanting to adhere to that tradition and from wanting to ask? But I mean, I think we need to just, has anybody else been in this situation where you knew?
Blatantly no.
They don't like him.
At all.
And if they ask, then how do you plow through that? Like, yeah. Natalie sounds like she wants to be with him, even with all the past. Her parents' hatred of Nick isn't unfounded, isn't based on race, isn't based on religion. It's based on how he's treated her in the past.
You're right. And Natalie is more than willing to throw away the relationship with the parents to continue the relationship with this Nick.
With this guy yeah. who now has proven himself to her. What would you do if you were Natalie? What would you do if you were Nick? We could use your help. Kia?
Yikes.
What do you think?
I would run for the hills. Natalie sounds like she has a lot of growing up to do. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Easy.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. I speak from experience, not from being
You've
a cheater,
never cheated in your life?
Never.
I know plenty of people who have.
And I wouldn't throw away the relationship with my parents for somebody that...
That's what it comes down to.
Don't approve of. Yeah,
you're
I mean,
right.
But she wants to. I tried to be her dad. I tried to browbeat her. I don't know that the once a cheater, always a cheater is the right attitude. But I feel like... How do you somebody named Kia calling a radio show, do you think that's going to be enough to convince her to let this guy go? Because you heard her voice.
Is somebody named Slacker and Steve going to be enough to convince her?
Well, I tried already and it's not going
to
work.
Yeah, she wants to push all in on this guy.
And Steve doesn't believe in love anyway, so she knew she wasn't going to get support there.
Yeah.
My advice is she needs to do a little growing up. And if this guy is so traditional and so into value, then why does he cheat on her to begin with?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not even trying to help at all. You're just trying to get her out of this relationship.
Yeah, I say move along.
All right. Thank you
Thanks.
For the call, Kia.
Yeah.
Kat.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think she's out of her mind. I think she's a little naive on this one.
Wow.
Nobody. So all we're going to do here is like some person calls our show and I don't want to jump on you and your opinion will be heard in a second, but some person calls us and says, guys, I have a traditional guy and I don't think my parents are going to say yes. And nobody is like going to try to answer her question. We're all just telling her she's an idiot and like, don't sacrifice your family for a guy.
No, she should not sacrifice her family. I did that with my previous marriage and it was miserable. I was with him for 6 years in the marriage, and because I picked him over family, my family suffered and my relationship suffered, and I was lonely, and all I had was him, and it was miserable. And now we're not together anymore for the very reason that her family doesn't like her man.
Were you able to reconcile with your family?
Yes. as soon as we got the divorce, my family, you know, with open arms, welcoming arms, totally, you know, was totally fine.
So then, to quote Steve, no harm, no foul.
Hey, but Kat, if you can't have your family and this guy as your new family, then you have to, you did the right thing, because that man is your new family. You have to push all in on that.
If you really think you love somebody, that is what you're supposed to do, isn't
right?
it?
Uh-oh.
And
I think we lost.
We lost Kat just like the guy did.
Oh.
Larissa.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think that she should take her family's advice. I have been pretty much in the exact same situation. I was with my ex-husband for 9 years, and my family hated him because he was horrible to me. And I settled and got married and got divorced a year and a half later.
Even despite their, like, screaming at you, don't do this, you were like, I'm doing it anyway. You don't see him what I, you don't see what I see.
Exactly.
Do you think Steve or Larissa, do you, any of you think that somebody got married when their family said don't, and they were right? Not the family. Is there anybody out there who went, your opinion be damned, and I was right. Do you think that ever happens?
Yeah.
I mean, hope so.
It's a possibility, but it definitely didn't happen for me.
Yeah, I think it goes this way a lot more often.
Because you're blind? Because why? Why did that happen to you, Larissa?
I mean, we were together for 9 years. I was with him since I was 19, so I never really knew any different.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought, hey, that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's sad, because so many people do that too, and it's just sad.
You're blinded by it, and you don't trust the people who really truly have no, they have no motivation for like for saying this guy's a bad guy. It's like, what do I get out of this? I don't get a reward if I break up this marriage. It's like I'm trying to save you some heartache.
Exactly, and I want to be your friend. Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Thank you for the call, Larissa. Amy.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. What do you think?
So basically, I mean, I've been in the same position. It's understandable that her family feels that way and for her to feel that she needs to basically dismiss them out of her life because they don't like the one that she loves. And basically, and from my point of view, I believe that what she should do is try to at least, you know, get her parents to understand that, you know, she, this is her life. She can make mistakes if she wants to, and she can learn from those mistakes. And I believe that she's doing the right thing, you know, trying to stick with him, even though he put her through a little bit of.
When you went through the same thing, were you able to keep the man and the family?
Oh, yeah. My family didn't like it at first for a while. They were very angry with me, but they understood that I cared about my husband at the time, and they knew that regardless that he had cheated on me and tried to leave me, that they knew it's my life, and I can choose whether or not I wanted to stay with him.
When you say at the time, does that mean the relationship didn't last?
No, it did. We're still together now. Like, we're almost on our third year this October, so.
No, you're just staying together so you can go, I told you so,
I do think some people stay together is like, well, you told me I couldn't do this, so.
Look at me now.
Look at me, I'll prove it to you.
No, but I mean, like, I understand her and her position, and I just believe that she should just try to tell her family, you know what, just let me make my mistakes and let me learn from them.
Nice.
And if you can't accept that, then whatever.
Thank you for the call, Amy. I hope your relationship works out. Lauren.
Hi.
What do you think?
She's that friend. And I've been there, but she's that girl. She's that friend who is so blinded by the love story that she's made up in her head.
Yeah.
That she's oblivious to everything everyone's telling her.
That is true.
So, again, you're not going to give her any advice other than leave this guy?
So I've been in her shoes, and listen to your friends, listen to your parents. To the idea of totally cutting off her family for this guy, I mean, that's ridiculous. Your family and your friends obviously do not like him for a reason. I mean, if he wants to go and ask for permission, that's great, but he's obviously got to prove himself more than he obviously really has.
That's why she's got to ditch her family on this one, because they're not supportive of her. They're just anti. That sometimes you just got to leave a man behind.
The man this time is the family.
Yes.
Leave. Yeah.
All of them.
They need to support her even when she's about to, like,
right?
Buy stock in that company that we all know is going to crash.
That's what family's there for.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I also get that they... they're trying to...
This is her new family now. Nick is her new family.
Laura?
Yai.
Yai, what do you think?
Well, she, you know, I'm not going to judge her for wanting to be with him and get, you know, maybe risk the relationship with her parents, but I did it. I went and eloped and, you know, I went to Vegas, went to the same chapel that Britney Spears went.
Oh, boy.
You know, felt all special, yes, because my parents definitely hated him, and it was for the same reason. You know, a few years of back and forth, the crying, the cheating, the hurt, they saw it all. And not to mention, I'm sorry, but Nick is traditional and has values. Where were those values when the relationship started? You lost that.
Well, he has like, values as it relates to outward appearances.
When it works.
No, morals. We didn't say he had morals. Right, he has values. Some, yeah. They're different things.
Still, he's traditional, and, you know, he has values. Where was that tradition when you are supposed to? You're in a relationship. You're supposed to be faithful and honest.
Well, how did yours turn out?
So let me just say what happened. I married him 6 months later. I divorced him. I am now married with a child, and my relationship with my parents is still struggling. We went through a lot, and we're still trying to fix it. So it is not worth it.
Do they at least like the new guy, the baby daddy?
They love my husband. Yes, they love him. But, you know, that doesn't change what we went through. It's still really hard.
They're still mad at you for making that choice that they tried to tell you over and over was a bad idea.
I wouldn't say mad. They don't say it that way. But we run into decisions and we run into situations where it reminds us of that. And we're still struggling and trying to get over it.
It makes you a better partner now. You learn from all that. You grew. You're stronger. So it wasn't
that
bad.
Steve. Steve's trying to find a way to get Natalie and Nick together so she can call us in 6 months.
I have to give him that. That's true.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Congratulations, Laura. So honestly, Natalie, if you're listening, sorry we didn't get a single shred of advice that you were looking for.
Yeah.
But maybe you shouldn't. I'm the true love guy, but maybe you shouldn't be with Nick.
There it is.
If you guys want to give Natalie the advice she was looking for or anything else, you know where to go.
Yeah, we're at facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.